This is Phoenix FM.
It's 1-2-3 with me, Bob, and joining me in the studio once again, it's Margaret Mills. Hi, Margaret.
Hello, Bob.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Oh, great. Well, you're here to give us another book review, but first of all, have you brought your umbrella today?
No.
Oh, have you heard about the weather?
Well, I didn't think it could get any worse than last night.
Well,
ever the optimist.
Apparently, we're due for thunder, lightning, torrential rain this afternoon, so I hope you get home all right.
Thank you. I hope so too.
Okay. Anyway, you're here to give us your latest book review, which is The Lie by Helen Dunmore, which is a tale of First World War Britain, I believe. Yeah?
Yes. Yeah. It's quite a difficult book to review,
right.
This one. It really centres on a chap called Daniel Branwell, who's coming back to Cornwall after being demobbed at the end of the First World War.
Okay.
And he's been changed by his experience. He's in the trenches, as you would expect, and he's lost his best friend. He has no immediate family of his own, comes back, doesn't want to pick up the threads of his old life,
right.
So gets a job working on a small holding for a lady who's running the small holding on her own. He chooses this job because it's very near the house where his friend who died in the trenches used to live as a boy. They were from two sides of the social divide.
Okay.
Daniel was from a poor family, had to leave school at 11 to go to work. His friend, meanwhile, with less academic ability, less intelligence than Daniel, was sent to private school, was in the officer corps in the army, whereas Daniel was in the ranks,
okay.
as a private. So a lot of differences, but great friends. And having lost this friend, he's at a loose end, and he's trying to find some meaning to his life and put the ghosts of the past behind him. And the book really centres on how, in an attempt to do what he thinks is best and to perhaps soothe people's feelings,
right.
he becomes involved in lies and deceit.
Ooh.
And one particular very big lie.
Mm-hmm.
And the book really, the plot unravels by means of Daniel in the present, the past, and thinking in his head of actually what is going to happen next in his life. So it's quite a confusing book,
right.
to follow.
Okay.
Flashbacks are fine,
yep.
But I think they have to be done in a certain way.
Okay.
And I don't think always it's done in a way that adds to the story.
Okay.
Sometimes it makes the reader a little bit puzzled.
Okay, hard to keep track of,
yeah,
what's going on,
exactly.
Really. Yeah, yeah. Oh, right. Well, tell us a bit about the author. It's Helen Dunmore. I believe she's better known for writing poetry. Is that
she
right?
She has written poetry.
Right.
I think she's also written a number of books as well. Well, I know she has. I certainly haven't read any of her other books.
Right.
But she's a poet.
Okay.
And it shows.
Right.
In her writing is beautiful.
Very descriptive.
Very descriptive.
Yeah.
Very emotive language. She mentions poetry a lot because the character of Daniel, although from a poor boy from a poor background, is pretty well read, and poetry is one of the things that's been a consolation to him through all the trials and tribulations of being in the army.
Okay.
And so she quotes quotes Matthew Arnold in the book,
right.
The Armies of Night, and there's this twist there where he's thinking about being in the army, waiting to go into action. But you know, that much, it's beautifully written. Anybody interested in the post First World War world,
right. Yep.
And what happened when the soldiers came back, and how uncomfortable some people were,
yeah.
in talking to these men who've been changed in some cases, not only physically, because Daniel isn't harmed physically,
right.
emotionally he's scarred.
Yes, there was obviously a lot of that. We've been hearing all about it this year, haven't
exactly.
we?
Exactly, yeah. And it's how people deal with it, and a lot of people don't want to deal with it. They don't want to hear it.
No, and I think a lot of the men who return from war kind of bottled it up, wouldn't talk about it, yeah? Yeah.
Exactly.
And it covers all that, yeah.
And that's very emotive today,
yeah.
Isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I mean, we, you know, we value the military. They go out and they protect our life and our liberty. But when they're injured, when they come back, how do we deal with them? Mm. How do we relate to them?
Mm. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think Helen Dunmore has addressed this, right. albeit she's talking from the point of view of a war that was, you know, over nearly 100 years ago.
Sure, sure. So it's a bit of a difficult read, but would you say it was worth sticking with?
Oh, I would say it's yeah. worth sticking with, yeah. I enjoyed her use of language, and she writes beautifully.
Right, okay. Well, thank you, Margaret. That's so it's The Lie by Helen Dunmore. It's published by Windmill Books, price $7.99. Thank you very much for that. What have you got
Thanks,
for us
Bob.
Next month?
Right, well, next month I've got Murder at Mullings
Ooh.
By Dorothy Cannell.
Oh, is this a whodunit?
Yes.
Ooh. Ooh.
And a little taster here.
Yep.
If you're a fan of Downton Abbey uh-huh. and programmes of that ilk, you'll probably like this book.
Right, sounds like a book for Christmas presents, yeah.
Yeah, indeed.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Margaret. And do you know what? I love it when you call.